Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Welcome back. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Walt Weaver, who has been fighting fearlessly and tirelessly to try to get to bring to fruition the dream of many, and that is to have boys volleyball recognized as Minnesota State High School League sanctioned sport. Walt is a storied and legendary coach himself. Back in the day, the Apple Valley girls team, he took to state titles and coached the professional team, the Phillies, here in town, and did much more. Walt, when you were coach of the professional team, was Annie Adamczak on that team? Because she just went into that Hall of Fame. I saw her and I thought, did she play professional volleyball here for a bit?
She did. It was part of her her career as a major volleyball player, and rather through high school, through college, for everything. She certainly was worthy of that award. But yeah, she was a member of the Monarchs during the time that I was a part of the franchise.
The Monarchs, yes, absolutely. Now, Walt, the task at hand is something that you've been working on for quite some time, and not just you, there have been some others with you side by side. Where are we at right now as we go down the stretch to try to get volleyball approved as a boys' sport for next year?
All right. Well, it was a long, tedious process, and I don't want to bore your audience with a lot of details, but the bottom line is, we have managed over the past 5 years to build the enthusiasm for this to the point where we have gotten it to the Representative Assembly, which is the High School League's process last step.
Okay.
And we got it to that step last year. It was tedious and lost the vote. We needed a two-thirds majority of that group. There are 48 of them. And they've got two-thirds of them have to vote yes to move it on and become a sanctioned sport in the high school league. So we got the majority, but we lost by two votes. And so at that point, many of them that voted across the state said, you know, if you bring it back next year, it's probably going to pass. So it was a tedious process getting it back there, but right now the vote is on the 10th. We're encouraged. We have right now, Mike, there are 1,400 kids playing right now in a spring club league that we designed 5 years ago to prove that there was interest. And that club league has every year has grown and grown and grown and grown. And this year it almost doubled from last year. So there are 1,400 kids sitting out there wanting to play. And because that club league was designed to prove interest, its job is done, and so it will not exist next year. And so if the high school league was not to do this now, to sanction it, which they really should with this type of interest, these boys would have nowhere to play, and all the future boys that want to play would have nowhere to play. So we're hoping that this is a year, and that's where it is right now. The vote's on May 10th.
Hugh McCutcheon has lobbied for it. Rocco Baldelli has lobbied for it. Governor Walz has lobbied for it. You've had a lot of oomph behind this.
Yes, and you know what? Interestingly enough, Most of your listeners probably know who Karsh Karai is.
Yeah.
And he, you know, Jordan Thompson is on his team. She's a major female volleyball player from the United States and for the United States team that he coaches. Well, anyway, he weighed in today. I talked with him, and he's going to respond to the Representative Assembly with support also. But, you know, just, yes, the support outside of the Minnesota State High School League from the public, from legislators, to, as you said, to some of the major pro sports people, there's just been a ton of support, and it continues building. It's more and more every year. But the bottom line is, you know, it's these boys that that make a difference. And, you know, when you get involved with them and you see them playing and you see them in their schools wanting to play for their school like their sisters do, it's just, you know, it inspires you. I've been inspired doing this.
Well, you know, and Walt, I guess I didn't realize until boys volleyball came around, and then to add to that, fishing leagues, trap leagues that have formed the same way as club sports, basically, I didn't realize the power of the Letterman's Code, I call it. And that is, you can play club sports, and people would say, well, just keep playing club, what's the difference, blah, blah, blah. There is something so identifiable, and in our DNA we have created, that you want to represent your school. You want to be able to win a letter, and you want to say, this is my sport. I understand, you know, you may play this sport, you may play this sport, maybe you play multiple sports, but you want something that is a part of the school that you get your picture in the yearbook for. And I didn't realize how strong that feeling was and how much passion there was to represent your school and to be a piece of what everybody else that gets to play a sport is a piece of until I saw volleyball.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know it from experience. I mean, you were a major.
Can't imagine my life without, you know, playing for your school in sports, you know?
That's right. And so, no, it's, and I know what you mean about all of a sudden you kind of see it, because I'm dealing now with families on a regular basis that have a son playing and listening to them tell me how important it is for that kid and for them. You know, to be part of their school and do this. It's a major part of it all, and there's a ton of families right now, more and more and more all the time. And I just feel that it's, you know, I think that the high school league has got to recognize, too, that that all, you know, most of the people are voting were athletes in high school. They're mostly ADs.
Yeah.
They know how important it is to play for your school. And so you just got to hope, you know, they have a tough job. I don't want to take anything away from AD's job. And you know, I know that it's not an easy thing for them to add a sport and everything. But where this is right now and how far it's come and how many kids, you know, I just think they've got to understand that it's time has come here. And, you know, if I was a parent right now, in a school, and I talk to them, and they're doing this, but now's the time to go to your school administration and say, you know, it's time for these boys to have a chance to do this. And I think if the, you know, if parents start making themselves vocal in their school about this, who are involved, there's a lot of them out there, you know, it's going to make a difference too. So.
What would hold it back at this juncture, Walt? What would be the, you know, is there a reason that you needed to overcome that you have now or that you still scares you? What would it be?
Well, right now, it's I don't know about holding it back, but right now the major interest is in the metro. So right now, these 1,400 kids, there's enough school. There's over 50 schools. There's enough schools and enough kids in the metro to do this right now. And that's why these metro regions, you had to get the majority of metro regions to support it, administrative regions. And there, six of those have come from the Twin Cities, and these 1,400 kids play mainly for those groups. So the seven-county metro is pretty much at this point with the schools and with the regions behind it. But the outstate schools and the people who right now, there's, you know, they don't have teams playing in this league. There isn't a ton of boys in their school that are talking to them. They have their issues, and so they have not been on board. But as you and I both know, if it's sanctioned, they don't have to say, you know, they don't have to put it in their school.
No, you could parent share. You could find a different place to play if you want, right?
Well, the kids will have trouble finding a place to play, but they don't have to put it in the high school. In other words, the school doesn't, once it's sanctioned.
Just because it's sanctioned doesn't mean you have to offer it. Not every school offers all the same sports, yeah.
Correct, yeah. So yeah. What we have to do, what has to happen, because you need a two-thirds vote, some of those schools and regions, let's call them regions because that's where they are, these delegates are from regions, some of those have got to say, look, okay, we might not add it, but let's not stand in the way of
that's right. And so like where I grew up, we didn't offer hockey. Well, that's just the way it is, right? And not every school offers every sport, even though you could if you wanted.
Right. But those eight ADs in those schools or in those regions, they've got to say, look, you know,
for the betterment of mankind, so to speak. Yep.
And that's, I mean, we, you know, that's what's got to happen with this. It's got to be vote for the greater good, you know, for all of the kids, not just the local issue that you might have in your school and not want to add it. And this delegate assembly, that's the delegate's job. The region's job is to say, okay, for our region, we don't want this. Well, we got enough of them. So now we're at the delegate assembly level. And their job, those delegates' job, is to say, what does this vote mean for the greater good of the kids? And there, like I said, there's enough right now. I mean, we talk about 1,400 kids. That's a lot of boys.
Yeah.
And it grows. It's, you know, like I said, it's almost doubled this year. It keeps expanding, and there's tons of people out there now. So, you know, they've got to give those kids a chance, I think.
Walt, I'm with you. Keep us posted as it gets closer.
I absolutely will. I really appreciate the time, Mike.
Well, you guys have done great work. You and there's two ladies that you know very well down in Shakopee that have been pretty good, too.
Yes, Jenna and Krista.
Yep.
Without them, this would never be happening. So,
yep. You guys just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
All right. Good enough, Mike. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Walt Weaver, what a job he's done. Jenna and Krista have been outstanding as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.